Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling, talking about this week's school board work session. All right, Greg, so we got you here today to talk about last night's work session with the Pella Community School Board. Let's start with some construction. Tell us what was discussed there.
So we had the architects and the engineers in, and we started with the Lincoln School project. And we talked about the heating, air conditioning, and ventilation system. And really, the big discussion was about what type of system we wanted to put in, what was the energy efficiency in that system, and then how that cost payback would be over time and what the cost of operation for that system would be over time. So we were really looking for the most efficient system that we possibly could find. Obviously, lower installation cost is always a benefit, but then over the lifetime cycle of the system, what that would actually be in terms of cost. So we ended up with a variable refrigerant flow system, VRF system. It's fairly new system. It's kind of been a lot more popular in the last 5 years. It was the lowest cost to operate and the lowest cost to actually install. So we looked at that compared to geothermal and some of those things that we know people have used in the past in our district, and this just far outpaced both of those other two options. So that's what we're going with. That kind of entered into the discussion around system commissioning and really what we needed to maybe have in place to be able to commission the system after it's constructed. And so we talked to a commissioning agent last night, too, that works with several different school districts and businesses even around Pella, and just kind of found out what commissioning was about. It's really to get the system kind of working at its absolutely pristine point, so that it's the most efficient it possibly can be. So we're looking at a lot of those things about efficiencies, and that's what's important. Finally, we ended up with the Career Academy, discuss about the Career Academy. Our bids came in, and they were high. Our low bid was about $750,000 over the estimate. And that was, kind of a shock to all of us. So really where the Career Academy is at is at a place where we have to redesign some things, change some things, and bring that overall cost down to where it's within our budget. So that's where that process is, and we're just waiting to redesign some things now and then put it back out for bids.
And when we were talking in the pre-interview, it sounds like you're not really going to lose a whole lot. Like you just mentioned, you just need to reconfigure the situation.
Right. There's some pieces, some designs, some specifications within the building that they think they can change that will do some significant cost savings. Some of the concrete costs were very high, so we're looking at kind of the way we reconfigure the parking lot areas, some of that stuff. We might even kind of change the position of the building a little bit because there were some efficiencies that we think could be held with dirt work around the building if the position of the building was kind of maybe flipped about 90 degrees. So they're looking at all those options. We'll see where we end up, but we really want to get kind of that decided within a month and get it back out for bids in early February or for sure by the end of February. So that's the process that we kind of obviously really are concerned about, because we were hoping to be in that building by this time next year, by January 2015. We need to get the bids out and get somebody started on the project in order to meet that deadline.
All right, so you guys also discussed the peer teacher evaluation. Describe again, if you would, what that is and what you're moving forward with.
Right, so there's a teacher leadership structure that we've been working on in the district. We've had about 29 teachers involved. We've had 8 administrators and about 8 parents. And how we've been working is to look at what the leadership structure should be under the education reform. And so we've kind of landed on a structure that we're going to be applying to the Department of Ed with. We went through that with the board last night. And essentially, it has some instructional coaches, it has some curriculum leaders, it has some professional learning community leaders, it has different people in different roles. For the most part, most people would be a 100% teacher and then kind of do some of these jobs on the side or with an extended contract. But our instructional coach would actually be either out of the classroom full-time or they would be out of the classroom part-time. And so that's really what we discussed with the board. That application has to go in by the end of January, and then we'll know sometime in March whether we actually get it. It would mean about $650,000 to the district. So if we get that teacher leadership and compensation grant, we'll end up with about additional $650,000 to use for these leadership positions.
All right. Sounds good. And then we've got another board meeting coming up here in a couple of weeks, a regular board meeting. So what's on the agenda that may be of interest?
So we have another board meeting on Monday, January 27th. Certainly, we're going to be approving the teacher and leadership compensation structure officially to send that grant in. And we'll also be looking at some other things, probably dealing with kind of our hiring, our potential new hires that we have for this year. That will also be kind of a discussion item. And then just some of the other typical things with reports from each of the building principals.
All right, great. Well, we appreciate your time, and you guys have a game tonight, so go Dutch, and we'll catch up with you after the next meeting.
All right, thanks a lot, Justin.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.